ACC game, at least. Well-deserved player of the year. Kept telling our kids at halftime, he's 2 for 8. You know he's going to come back and do something to spark them. And him making threes and their pressure got him back in the game.
Questions? Raise your hand. Let us know who you are, who you're with, and wait for the microphones. First question to our left.
Rod McKenzie, GoJackets.com. Coach, Iman played a great game defensively tonight.
He's one of the best defensive players in this league. And, you know, we realize sometimes he can be a little erratic offensively. But when he's on his game, and we've talked about this all year, he's getting a lot of deflections. He's talking an awful lot on defense. And, you know, the play he made at the end of the game, we actually wanted to foul there. And he just stepped up and made a big-time defensive play.
Front row. What has been your experience winning games when you've had 25 turnovers?
Not frequent. Yeah, we've had some. I mean, it's not going to be pretty all the time. But after the first timeout that we took, I thought we matched their intensity, which is all we were looking to do.
Back left.
Paul, about that timeout, I mean, you lit your guys up pretty hard. What was the message there?
We know with Gary's teams, we've had some real hard-fought games with them. They're going to come out and go right after you. And, you know, Ghani caught the ball one time and just left it out there. They stripped it from him. They beat us in transition for an easy basket. It wasn't going to be pretty if we didn't change that quickly. And we changed it a lot due to Iman and his defense and gave us a chance to win.
To our left.
Iman, would you go through your steal on Vasquez there at the end? Coach just said he wanted a foul there. So how were you able to get the ball?
I figured he was going to try and get a foul on me. I just kept replaying in my head the last time they made a big shot against us. And I figured if he showed the ball, I was going to deflect it. So what I tried to do is deflect it up instead of smacking down.
Next question for the players. Second row.
Mon, you guys had a lot of trouble with the inbounds plays in the second half. I mean, what was Maryland doing just to really screw with you guys there?
I think they just had an aggressive trap. It wasn't anything special. We just got to be stronger with the ball.
Front row.
Mo, you played a pretty aggressive game offensively tonight. Could you talk a little bit about what you were trying to do out there tonight?
Just bring energy. Bring a spark. When we started off pretty sluggish. So I just, whenever, coach put me in, I made a commitment to myself that I just want to come out and bring energy and just get us pumped up. And once we do that, you know, we're a pretty good team, and that's what I was trying to do.
One in the back.
Iman, Maryland had 9 chances to take the lead or to tie. How important was it that they never got even or ahead of you in the second half?
I think it was real important. We wanted to keep it at least a 2-possession game. And every time we got in the huddle, we were just saying, you know, one stop, one rebound, one stop, one rebound. And that's how we just kept them away.
Any other questions for the players? Okay, thanks, guys. You can just head back to the locker room. Questions for Coach Hewitt, front row?
All right, for those of us who don't cover your team regularly, what do you think this says to the NCAA committee that hasn't been said before?
You know, same questions asked last night. Right now we're in this tournament, and we can answer all the questions ourselves. It's in our hands. So we'll just see what happens tomorrow, and we'll take it from there.
Paul, what was your view of the Mo Miller's play where the ball went off the backboard and Derek got the dunk right as the shot clock
went off?
It
looked good to me. It looked good to me.
Front row.
That was my question.
No. Any other questions for Coach Hewitt? Okay, thank you, Coach.
Go ahead. We just finished Georgia Tech. Audio.